Daf is Daf Nun Zayin. We got to the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. The two dots, Itmar, famous Gemara, appears at a few places in Shas. The Gemara says, Itmar Shomer Aveda. So a person is watching an Aveda, he finds an Aveda, now it's an obligation to ensure that nothing happens to it. So Gemara has a machlokas, what the status of such a Shomer is. So Rabba Amar Kishomer Chinam Dami, Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar. Rabba thinks he's a Shomer Chinam. It's as if you gave your neighbor something to watch, he's doing you a favor. He's not being paid for this, he's not paying for it, he's just doing you a favor. That's the lowest type of Shomer Chinam with the least responsibility. That's Rabba. And Rav Yosef, the way I'm trying to remember is the Saf and the Shomer Sachar, the Sachar, he thinks, no, he's viewed as a hired Shomer, so he's being paid for this. We'll see why he gets paid, why he's being viewed as being paid, and therefore he has more responsibility as a Shomer Sachar. So Gemara explains, Rabba Amar Kishomer Chinam Dami, he's viewed as a free Shomer. My Hana Kamatele, what Hana is he getting? The neighbor is doing you a favor by watching your thing. So when the guy finds an Aveda, so he finds a lost object, he's doing the guy, the Baal Aveda, a favor by finally watching it and hoping to return it. He's not gaining anything from this. So therefore he's a Shomer Chinam and he's less responsible than another type of Shomer. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami. No, he is getting some level of schar. And what's that schar? Pehahi hana delo bari lemesiv lairifta laani. Havi kishomer sachar. Because now he's what's called osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. So it says Rashi in the bottom here. Delo bari lemesiv rifta laani. That if an ani comes to his door, he doesn't have to give him a bread or anything else. Deha osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. He's being osik in the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. So once he's involved in that mitzvah, so then he's potter from paying any tzedakah. That's where the schar comes, the indirect schar that he's benefiting. He's not losing any money. So this is a big sugya. Just we'll look at Tosas a little bit here. Behi hana delo kava kabai lemisiv rifta le'aniya. So it says Tosas mishum de osik b'mitzvah v'dafka b'shashim misasik ba kigon shotech le'torcha or mishum esek shitach ba la'aveda. Only when he's actually being involved in this Aveda, he's tending to the Aveda, he's spreading it out, he's shaking out from the dust. Aval, says Tosos, b'shvil she'aveda b'veso. The simple fact that an Aveda is in the house, then lo yiftar, l'meso, that's not going to exempt him. Kevin she'yuchal l'kayim l'shem, he could be m'kayim both mitzvahs. And he asks a famous question later on, because the guy's wearing, I'm skipping a line down, da'atu adam she'esh lo tefillin b'rosho v'tzitzis b'bigdo, mezuzah b'pischo, yiftar min ha'mitzvahs? The guy's wearing tefillin all day, he's wearing tzitzis all day. He's a mezuzah on his house all day. He's parted from doing other mitzvahs? Certainly not. When it's efshe l'kayim shneim, so you do both. So this p'tur, it only applies when the guy's actually being involved in tending towards this aveda, is he pater from other mitzvahs. And for that reason, says Rav Yosef, since he's pater from giving tzedakah, he's being saved from that extra schar, he's considered a shomer sachar dami. Gemara says, now Ika, the mefarshi, others explain, the last three lines of Nun Vav Amud Beis here, Ika the mefarshi, hachi. Rav Yosef Amar kishomer sachar dami, kevan dirachmana shabde bal karche hilkach kishomer sachar dami. Because since the Torah made him responsible, Torah says if you find an Aveda, it's also to look the other way, you're responsible, so therefore that responsibility, which has been charged by the Torah, that makes him a higher level Shomer. He has more responsibility that the Torah granted him, not because he's getting any schar of any sort. The Torah made him into a Shomer Sachar. So those are two understandings of where Rav Yosef comes from. Either way, there's a machlokas again. Rabba says a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Chinam. Rav Yosef says a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar. So asks the Gemara now, Esve, Rav Yosef asks L'Rabba, going on to Nan Nun Zayin. Hechzira L'makom, let's Sheirana. The guy picks up an Aveda. He puts it back the place where he hopes that the Baal Aveda is going to see it. So you know what, Reuven left it here by the corner of Woodbury Boulevard, maybe I'll just leave it, put it back here, and hopefully he'll see it. I'll hang, you see sometimes they'll take a hat or something, hang it on something so the guy walks by might notice it, or a glove or something. So the guy puts it back where he's hoping the Baal Aveda is going to see it. Einol chayv l'tapa ba. He's not chayv to be metapalin and be involved in it anymore. He's pater from anything happening anymore. However, nignava o avda chayv b'achriusa. But if he plays it back, hanging on a branch of some sort, and someone comes and steals it, or it's lost from that place, then the guy who finds it, the Shomer Aveda, is actually chayv to pay for it.
Is it better if he never touches it? Can you see something?
That's a whole other thing. Sometimes it's better to leave it alone. Certain, if you know he might see it, leave it alone.
If you see a car accident, walk
away. Right. So, but sometimes it's better to look away, but sometimes you're not allowed to look away. It's depending on the circumstances. So my nignava o aveda, what does that mean? That it was stolen or it was lost. Lav nignava mi beso, vav mi beso. Is it not saying that if it gets lost or stolen from his house initially, before returning it, it's two different stages in the Brisa. When it was initially in his house, the Shom Raveda brought it home, and if it gets stolen from the house or lost from the house, I'm chayiv as the shomer, which tells us that what? He's a shomer sachar, because a shomer chinam is pater migneva vaveda. A shomer sachar is chayiv in gneva vaveda. So Rav Yosef says, this brisa clearly says that the shomer aveda is a shomer sachar, and he's chayiv if it's stolen or if it's lost from his house. Where it says, no, it's not talking about being stolen from the house and from the elo mimakom lo. Mimakom she hichzira. Is talking about when you returned it back to that street corner and then it gets stolen or lost, then you're responsible. If you leave it at home, the Yeshua Mechinim. But to be Poshea, right, a Yeshua Mechinim is Chayiv and Poshea. To take an object that you're watching, responsible to return, if it's in my house, so then I'm Pater if it gets stolen. I'm a Yeshua Mechinim, I'm doing the guy a favor. If I take it and put it outside, now there's no Shmira, that's Pshia, that's a complete negligence. So then I'm Chayiv if it gets stolen from that corner where I put it back, or if it gets lost from that corner. So then the Gemara asks, "V'ha'katani einu chayiv l'tapapa." So this is very confusing how to read this brisa, because in the brisa also says, if I put it back in that corner of Windmere Boulevard, I don't have to be matapo, I don't have to deal with it anymore. So I have no responsibility. But then it says, I do have responsibility if it gets stolen. So which one is it? So answers the Gemara, "Amar lei hacha b'mayaskina," and what are we dealing with here? "Kigon shechzira b'tzarayim v'tarti katani." Where you returned it in the afternoon, and there are two stages being said in the Brisa, and this is how you have to reread the Mishnah, the Brisa. V'hachi katani. Hechzeira shachar, so I return it back to this Windmere Boulevard in the morning, l'makum shiren, a place where he might see, v'shchiach de'ayil v'nafik v'chazile, where it's very frequented by people, so then, eino chayv l'tababa, I don't have to be involved in it. However, if I return in the afternoon, l'makum shiren, a place where he might see it, the Isle of Anafik, where it's, people are not passing by so often. I place it in the wrong time. People are home from work already, or they're busy at work. No one's passing by anymore. It's not rush hour. Then Vinignava Oavda. Then Chayev Bachri. So then I'm responsible. So that's what it's referring to here.
How
so there's no.
How would he know if he was lost this spot?
He comes back. The guy finds out it's his Aveda, and he says, "I don't have it. It's not in the corner where you left it."
The guy
who initially found it on the street corner? You assume it's lost. It's not still. The guy in the street corner, you assume it's lost. You pick it up. Now he wants to return it to the guy.
But the moment you pick it up, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. You can look at it and think it through. But if he picks it up,
correct. Sometimes you have to pick it up, sometimes you don't. There's all these rules that the post can talk about when you could leave it and when you could pick it up.
How about it has a monetary value? Figure out a way to pick it up.
You have a question? Okay. Ask the Gemara, Eisivei, Liolam, Huchayv, Ad Sheach, Sirena, Lushuso. He's really chayv in every part of this until he returns it back to the Rishus of the Baal Aveda. So Gemara asks, "My liolam? What does it mean liolam? Lava filu mi beso? That even if he brings it back home, so the shomer aveda, I found a glove on the floor, I bring it home, I'm chayv in every aspect of this, even from gneva aveda, I'm chayv if it gets stolen from my own house. Shmamina, we learn from here, kishomer sachar dami. So the fact that I'm chayv in everything tells me that I'm like a shomer sachar, like Rav Yosef. Answers the Gemara, Amalei modini lecha bebali chayim. So no." Even Rabbah will agree, even though Rabbah normally holds that a Shomer Veda is a Shomer Chinam and Pater and Gneva Veveda, when it comes to animals, he agrees that you have a higher level of Shmir there and you are more responsible. What does he say again? The Chavan de Nakti Lahu Nigra Briyasa by Nitirusa Yiseirasa. Look at Rashi for an explanation of this. Says Rashi around five narrow lines down. The Chavan de Nakti Nigra Briyasa. Kevin Shira, since you see Shemulamdos, Hein Latzeis, since you see that this animal is it's regular for the animals to leave out of its property, by Nitzrusa Yiserasa, it requires an extra level of Shmira. Vafilu Havi Shomer Chinam Chayiv, even though Rabbah holds that normally a Shomer Aveda is Shomer Chinam, by Baal Chayim he has more responsibility and he's Chayiv, because it would be Pshius, it would be Pshia, right? A Shomer Chinam is Chayiv for any negligence. So if I have a glove, leaving it in my house is enough shmir. Anything happens, I'm pater. But an animal, it's not enough to bring an animal into my house, because an animal could come and go. So I require more shmir for an animal. And if I don't have the proper shmir, that's considered pshia, and a shomer chinam would be chayiv by Baal Chaim as well.
It seems like he's saying it's almost muad to get lost.
It's similar to muad, but it's not muad for adzek, it's muad for just traveling, right. Ask the Mar further now. This time, Esmei Rabba, Rav Yosef. Rabba challenges Rav Yosef this time. Pasuk says, Hashev, you have to return the Aveda. The Pasuk says, I'll read the Pasuk on the side. Lo sir eshur achicha o eshur seo nidachim visalamta mehem. Hashev tishivam lachicha. If you see your animals, your friend's animal going around the way, you shouldn't turn away, you shouldn't ignore it, you should return it to your brother. Hashev, it says, Ein liela, beveso, I only know, return it to his house. Liginaso lucharvaso minayin. How do I know I can return it to his garden, his yard, his backyard? Just place it there. Something else that's owned by him. Tamalamar tishivim. It says hashev tishivim. A double lashon to return it. Return it anywhere. Tishivim mikol makom. Anywhere you that's his, you can return it to. So what does this mean? Asks the Gemara. My liginaso lucharvaso. Ilema liginaso hamishamaris. Lucharvaso hamishamaris is referring to a protected garden, a protected yard. Hainu beso. That's his house. What's the difference whether there's a roof on top of it or not? Whether they're living there or not. If it's owned by him and it's Mishtameris, it's the same thing as Beso. That's the first line. Of course, Beso, you could return it to, it's okay. So, Ella must be a case, Pshita, Leginaso, She'ena Mishtameris, Ulecharvaso, She'ena Mishtameris. You return it to an area that is not protected, and you're still Yotze Yechiv of Shmir, Yechiv of Hashava. Shmamina.
How do you return to a place that's not protected? Because you said before that the board back in the afternoon where the Bible didn't see it.
No, because that's where it wasn't his property. That wasn't his Rishus. That's Rishus Harabim. He didn't know who the owner was. Here you know who the owner is. Yeah, no, it was in the Wooner Boulevard. Guys are walking by, you're hoping through the rush hour someone's going to catch it. He returned, you know who the owner is. He's not home, and you have to run to your business meeting. So you drop it off in his backyard, and you're off. So in that case, even though it's not Mishtameris, we're learning from Hashev to Shivem, you can return it. Even though it's not Mishtameris, you're Yotze. So what do we conclude from here, says Rabbah? Shmamina because shomer chinam dami. He's a shomer chinam because a shomer chinam doesn't require that much shmirah. If it's a shomer sacher where there's more responsibility, then perhaps it wouldn't be enough to have an ena mishtameris. But since he's a shomer chinam again, which is a lower level of shmirah, it's sufficient to place it in a gina that's ena mishtameris. That's Rabbah's proof and question to Rav Yosef. So Amrlei, Rav Yosef responds back, Liolam liginasa mishtameris ulchavasa mishtameris. Now really, you're returning it to a place that is protected. Udekasha, the kakasha lecha hainu beso. Isn't that the same thing as a beso? Just one has a roof, one doesn't. Ha kamashmal. This teaches us de lo ba'inam das bailam. The chiddush is that when you return it to a protected area, you don't have to have the awareness of the owner. Just placing it, dropping it off in his yard that's protected, you fulfilled your obligation of Hashavas Aveda. Kidi Rebbe Elazar, Damer Rebbe Elazar, hakol tzrichin das bailam. Everything requires the acknowledgement, the awareness of the Baal. Chutz mi Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda does not require that das. It's sharei ribsa botora Hashavas harbe. It says Hashav Teshivim. Return them. Not only return them with his awareness, but even you could return them without his awareness and biyotze. So what does it mean? Hakol tzrichim das bailam. What's everything else that does require das bailam? So look at Rashi. Rashi says hakol tzrichim das bailam. Gone vegozel hoechad me'arba shomim. A guy steals from a, or you're watching something. When you return it to the guy, you have to have his awareness of this. If you don't let him know that you're returning it from the Geneva or from the Shmira, then I'm responsible if something happens in the interim. The one exception is Hashav Zaveda, since I'm not really a true Shomer. The Torah made me into a Shomer, so then I'm a Yotze by simply dropping it off in his protected yard. Amalei Abai asks now to Rav Yosef. Vat lo tisvara, the shomer aveda shomer chinam dami. Rav Yosef, who we know says it's shomer sachar, you don't think it's a shomer chinam? He asks him. So what's the basis of this question? Baha amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan hatoin tainas ganav. So this is going to get a little bit tricky now. Toin tainas ganav is a tricky discussion. It comes up here, comes up in the seventh parak, and also comes up in Bamasir. So toin tainas ganav is as follows: the shomer chinam is watching an object, and he says, and he lost it. It's not in his possession anymore. So if he's poshea again, he's chayef. If it was stolen, so then he's pater. So he's towing tainus gainav. He says it was stolen from me. So that gets him off the hook. He's completely pater. Now if it turns out that he actually took it himself, he has to pay back double. So that's the punishment because he tried being pater. So the Gemara says, "V'ha Amar again, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hat Toin Tainus Ganav Baveda Mishalim Tashlum Ekefa." If a guy is watching an aveda, and he finds an aveda and says, "I don't have it anymore," he says it was stolen, and turns out that he took it himself. He gets kefa. Look at Rashi, just to walk this through. Rashi is Tainus Ganav. Liftoratzmo ayde ganav. He tries to exempt himself by saying it was stolen from me as a shomer aveda. Shetoin nignava heimanu, stolen from me. Haaveda shematzasi v'nimtza shebiyada. It turns out it's in his hand. He's mishalim tashlume kefil kiganav atzmo. We view him now as a real robber, and he has to pay double. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. V'isaka daitach shomer sachar have. If he's really a shomer sachar, he's really a shomer aveda. If we're classifying him as a shomer sachar like Rav Yosef thinks, Amai Mishalim Tashlume Kefa. Why does he have to pay double? Karnabai Shlume. If he's a Shomer Sachar and claiming it was stolen, he has to pay for that. He's a Shomer Sachar. He pays the full $100. That was the cost of the watch that he found, let's say. So now he didn't potter himself. Whether he says, he himself is not returning it, he stole it, he has to return the object. Or if he claims someone else stole it, either way, he pays $100. So for the fact that we make a towing, Tainus Ganav pay double, is only because he would have been exempt from the claim of a ganav. Who's exempt from Geneva? A shomer chinam is exempt. So this is a raya. Abaye says clearly, a shomer aveda is a shomer chinam. He's exempt through a toin tainus ganav, and if he's caught, he pays double. Again, Rav Yosef, he calls him a shomer sachar. Amrlei. So what's the response back? What does Rav Yosef say? Hacha b'mayaskinan. What are we dealing with in this case here? Kigon shetoin tainus listim mizuyun. Talking about where there are armed robbers. So what's the difference of armed robbers? Says Rashi, tainus listim mizuyun. Ganav mizuyun natal himanu bechazaka, came aggressively with weapons. The kapater nafshe betainus ones. So a shomer sachar, even according to Yosef, even though he's chayv in geneva v'aveda, if it's a case of ones, if it's a guy who comes and tries to steal, you just slap him across his face, he runs away. A guy comes with a gun, you're not slapping him, you're not shooing him off. You say, it's all yours. That's ones. Because again, remember, the reason why a guy is chayv to pay for geneva, because he lacked the proper shmir. He should have protected it properly. The guy steals from him, he wasn't watching over it. He was leaving it in his back pocket where a guy could pickpocket him. That's not good shmir. But if the guy was taken with a gun, you can't expect the guy to give his life up to watch over the guy's watch. So therefore, that's ones. And the shomer sachar even would be potter from paying if it's stolen in that fashion. Again, if it's stolen because of my negligence of proper shmirah, I'm chayv as a shomer sachar. The guy attacked me, he mugged me, I'm not chayv in that case.
But that's coming to explain that Tzolim Tan has got a chayv misham deshlumi kefla.
Exactly.
Why so is it, the misham deshlumi? Oh, if he lied?
So he lied by ones. Exactly. He said he tried exempting himself as a shomer sachar. I was ones. The guy mugged me. So he's potter now.
Where is the makor that he's chayav tishlumei kefal?
Is it the sugis and bamitzia discuss all this? Basically, they're psukim.
The same psukim, the same time.
It says ganav, 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 ganav. I forget exactly.
Ganav, ganav.
Yes, that double lashon is the source of towing tanya's ganav. Seventh parak talks about that in Meruba.
We'll get to it. Even though he's claiming ones, he's still chayav double.
Because ones, he's right now when he claims ones, he's potter. Now it turns out he actually took it.
He stole.
So he tried to pattering himself for the ones, so now he has to pay double. That's the knas we give him. So that even a shomer sachar would have to pay double. So it's not really a case of towing tainus ganav, it's a case of towing tainus listim mizuyin, which would exempt the shomer sachar guy. That's how Rav Yosef explains this gemara. Well, I said, wait a second. Amar lei listim mizuyin gazanu. Listim is no different than a regular ganav or a gazlan. Gazlan, what's a gazlan versus a ganav? A ganav, a guy who tunnels underneath in the night, climbs through the window and takes without anybody knowing. A gazan is a guy who does it in brazenly in the open. So listim mizuyin, whether he's armed or not armed, it's both a gazlan. That's in which case a shomer sachar is not pater for saying a gazlan came along. So amrlei. So no, says the Shani Omer of Yosef says I hold listim mizuyin came in dimitvar minche ganavu. So what's going on here exactly? Look at Rashi. Rashi ganavu. Umishalim kefo, the chain hapote atma betainus listim mizuyim, uliinin chiv lo mechayiv shomer sachar ale im emes asu daha anus. What's that back and forth there going? Let's see.
I think when the Gemara asked listen to Mizuyin Gazlan, it wasn't suggesting that that's therefore not going to be an onus. It was just suggesting that limud we had that you pay kefil, but Tonis Tanis Ganav doesn't apply.
a Gosling only applies by
Tony Tynes. I see. Toyin Tynes Ganav only applies by Gneva cases. So if a guy tries exempting himself to list him Mizuyim, which is a Gazlan, according to Bai's question, that won't result in Chiv Keva, because not based on the Pasuk probably, Im Ganav Yiganev, it's not a Gneva, it's a case of Gzela. Gzela doesn't fall into the category of Toyin Tynes Ganav.
But Onus does?
Onus exempts the guy. But if it's an exemption that's not Geneva, it won't be Mechayev him double if he's caught.
We said that he was Chayev double because he said he's Ones, right? There was an Ones.
We said...
He's Mizuyan, right? We said...
It has to be an Ones of a Geneva type of Ones, which could cause him double. If it's a Gzela type of Ones. Exactly, so that's the point here. I think it's based on the Psukim. Gzela, I guess it'll be Pater, yeah. We have to wait to we'll get to the seventh parak, I think, to discuss a little bit more. But to my record, I don't remember this point. But that must be what's going on here. I'm looking on the side here for a second. That's the point, exactly what Adam said. That Toyin Tynes Gazlan, even though he got off the hook, he won't be Chayev Kefa. Only by Toyin Tynes Ganav, that was Ones, and he took it himself, then he would be paid double. Fine. Gemara asks further now. Esave, going on to the top of Nun Zayin Amud Beis now.
What is the answer? Came in the mitmer beinchi ganavu.
Since he hides from people,
the list of his own.
Yeah, according to that's how Rav Yosef understands it. He thinks he hides. He doesn't come out in the open with a gun. Mm-hmm. He hides, you know, only when he gets the clerk up at the front. He says, "I'm holding a gun here." Even he's armed, but he still wants to be hidden. So he calls him a ganav. Gemara says Esave. Asks the Gemara now, going on to Nun Zayin Amud Beis now. Lo. Im Amris. So look at Rashi on the top here. Rashi writes before we go further. Masnisa, he doesn't brice, but Rashi writes, Lo Yodana Hechem Tani. He doesn't know where this brice is found. But this is a brice that we're about to see. Lo. Im Amris Bishomer Chinam Shekain Meshalim Tashlume Kefel. A Shomer Chinam pays double in the case of Toein Tainas Ganav. He claims it was Geneva, but turns out he himself took it. He pays double. Tomer, are you going to say Bishomer Sachar Shein Meshalim Tashlume Kefel? That Shomer Sachar never pays. Pays kefil. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Bechol tanosav, bekolomar, kol tainos shal yidei ganav." Any claim that has to do with geneva, bein mezuyin, bein sheinu mezuyin, whether they were armed or not armed, deha shomer chinam pate begeneva v'aveda. Hilkach kishenimsa shekeren mishalim kek ashakren mishalim kefil. When it turns out that the shomer chinam was lying, he has to pay double. However, says Rashi, Tomer b'shomer sachar sheinu mishalim kefil. The tain is ganav. The shomer sachar tries using the taina of ganav. Eino mezuyin, even if it's not armed, afilu nimtas biyado, even though the shomer sachar is holding the item, he lied. Deha mikara lo havi paten afshe mikarna. He's not exempt. When the shomer sachar claims it was stolen, that doesn't get him off the hook. So he has to pay the money either way. Either whether he's holding the object or he pays the cash, either way he doesn't pay the amount of money. So the Gemara says, wait a second, according to Rav Yosef, visaka daitach listim mezuyin ganavu. If we do classify them as armed robbers, as ganavim, nimsa b'shomer sachar mishalim tashlum kefil b'tarin tainus listin mezuyin. According to Rav Yosef, you can have a case where shomer sachar would pay kefil if he claims again that I was the armed robbers, the armed ganavim took from me. That would be toin tainus ganav lefi Rav Yosef and would result in paying kefil. But this brisa clearly doesn't acknowledge that. It says across the board, a shomer sachar never pays tashlum kefil. So the Taina again, the Kasha against Rav Yosef. So Gemara answered, Amrlei, Rav Yosef says, Hachi Kamar. Lo, the way you read the Brayis is as follows. No, Im Amris B'Shomer Chinam, Shekein Mesham, Tashlum Kefa B'Chol Tanosav, that Shomer Chinam always pays double off all his false claims. Tomar, Kishishomer Sachar, She'ena Mesham, Tashlum Kefa, Ela B'Toin Tainas Listim Mizuyim. Shomer Sachar, there's only one Taina that Shomer Sacha could use, which will make him pay kefil. Shomer Chinam, every taina will result in kefil. So we're not sure of the context where this kavachor is being used for. Rashi doesn't know. But either way, we see that there's a certain chumrah that Shomer Chinam has that he always pays kefil for a false taina. Shomer Sacha only pays in one limited case, which is a listim mezuyin according to Rav Yosef. So this still works fine. It's not a kashi anymore for Rav Yosef. Ask Zamar further now. Esive. Vinishbar. So this pasuk I think is referring to Shoel, right? Right. The chiyishal ish me'imrei, a guy borrows from his friend v'nishvar omei. So the animal breaks his leg, or breaks the object, breaks or dies. The balav einimo, and the owner is not with him. Shalem, shalem. The pasuk says the shoel has to pay the amount. So the Gemara asks, or says, Ein li ela shivur, I only know shivur umesa, if the animal, the object breaks, or the animal dies, that the shoel has to pay. Geneva v'aveda minayin. How do I know a shoel, if I'm borrowing your object and I lose it, I have to pay as well? Doesn't say in the pasuk. Minayin, what's the source? Amris kalvachomer. Ma shomer sachar shepater bo shvur umesa. A shomer sachar, if the animal dies, the object breaks, I'm pater as a shomer sachar, yet I'm chayiv b'gneva v'aved, if it's stolen or lost from me, I'm chayiv as a shomer sachar. So now a shoel that I'm chayiv is shvur umesa, I'm chayiv in a case of it broken or dead. Eino din, is it not logical to say shechayiv b'gneva v'aved? Certainly, the shoel which has more chiyuvim than the shomer sachar, certainly, the shoel should be chayv in gneva vaveda. That's a kavachomer. Vizehu kavachomer she'ein alav tshuva. That has no question. You cannot find a flaw in this kavachomer at all. So that's the bryson.
Why is it the same if a person lost or was stolen? Imagine by the shomer zachar, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, your shomer zachar, you're paid. So what does that have to say?
That's
lost. If you're a shomer zachar, it doesn't make a difference. You lost it. You're a paid watchman. If you lost it, you stole it, that's it. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not talking about if it was lost. Say again, if you lost it or if it was stolen. They're two different incidents.
Right. Doesn't the Gemara call one karav l'kshinu and karav l'onis?
It's two different things.
I don't remember. We'll have to wait to Bamatzia to get to all these things. I don't remember. So the Gemara says, based on this Bryce now, the Gemara asks the question, if you were to think, listen, Muzuyin Ganavu, if Rav Yosef really thinks that the armed robbers are considered Ganavim, Amai Einel of Tshuva, why is there no question? I could ask the following question. Iklamifrach, Mal the Shomer Sachar, Shekain Mishan Tashlum Kefel, Betoin Tainish Listen Mizuyin. The Shomer Sachar, if he claimed that it was stolen by armed robbers, and he turned out he himself took it, he would have to pay double the amount. A Shoel never has that option. A Shoel will never pay double. He'll never be off the hook. There is no Taina that Shoel could say that will get him off the hook. So therefore, since the Shomer Sachar could result in a double payment, and a Shoel cannot, so we see that. Yeah, there's no Kavachomer. Shomer Sachar is more Chomer than a Shoel. So Amrlei, Gemara says, Kesavar Haitana. This Tana holds, Karna Belo Shvua is Adifa Mikfela Bishvua. Having to pay Keren without a Shvua is more Chamer than having to pay Kefa with a Shvua. Meaning, a Shoel always pays a Keren. Every single case he has to pay the full amount. He's never off. Forgetting onus case. But he always has to pay $100 for the watch. A Shomer Sachar gets pater from a shvua. There are instances that he doesn't pay any amount. That even though sometimes he'll be caught and they result in more payment, but still, having to always pay $100 is worse than something that might result in $200. That's in essence what the Gemara says. Let's look at Rashi. Does Rashi say anything clearer than I'm saying?
Rashi
says, Karna belo shvua adifa mikfela b'shvua. Says Rashi, Shoel adif. It's adif in that it's more chamer. Shemischai b'shvura umesa below shem shvua sheker. Mishomer sacha shepater alem. It's chayiv in that you have to pay all these amounts without any shvua, whereby a shomer sacha gets off the hook by swear. V'yafa pishyes b'shomer sacha kefa b'toyin tainis list the mezuyin. Even though sometimes a shomer sacha might result in having to pay double, ain't a chamer. That's not considered a chumra. The kefil eino b'shomerim ad sheyishba. It doesn't come until he makes a shvua sheker. Shenignava heimana, where he falsely swears that it was stolen from him. V'achar kach bo edim, and then afterwards he's caught. V'perek muba, hilkach knasa mishum shvuahu deknasa rachma. The knas, the double, comes because of the shvua sheker, not because of the shmir, the levels of shmir that are necessary. Okay, I think there's a machlokas how to understand this line here. Rashi Tosfos, I think, in Bava Metzia, but that's enough. That's sufficient for us to understand how even in this case, Shoel is still considered chamer, even though it will never result in kefa. Gemara says now, Lema Mesaile, maybe the following could be a support. A support for what? Says Rashi, a support that Listim Mezuyin are classified as Gonavim. What's the support? Gemara now quotes, this is a Mishnah, I think, in Bava Metzia. Hasocher para michaveiro. A guy rents a cow from his friend. V'nignava, it gets stolen from him. Vamar hala hareini mishalim veino nishma. The guy says, all right, I'm not going to take a shvua that was stolen from you. I'm going to just pay you back. So v'acharkach nimtza haganav. Then it turns out they find the ganav who stole the para. Mishalim tashlumei kefel l'socher. So you pay the socher. The socher pretty much paid for that cow. I'll give you, he said, the guy says, listen, I rented the cow from you, it got lost, I don't want to deal with the shvuah, here's $1,000 for the cow. Now they find the ganav and the cow, or at least the ganav, so the socher and me, I pretty much bought that cow, so I get paid back the kefil. I made some money off that investment. So the Gemara says, svaruha, Reb Yehuda, so they hold like Reb Yehuda, damar socher is kenose sachar dami. Why? Umitakatani v'amar harein mishalim eno nishba. I mean, read a little further, then we'll come back and read this in. Mechlal di bai pater le'nafshe b'shvua. So what's going on here? So they hold like Reb Yehuda, there's a machlokas, how to classify now a socher. Where we have a shomer chinam, we have a shomer sachar, and then we have a shoah. Those three are known. How do you classify a socher? Is it like a shomer sachar, or is it like a shomer chinam? That's the machlokas. So the Gemara at this stage assumes, like Rabbi Yehuda, that a socher is like a nosei sachar, which means that he's actually chayiv in geneva vaveda. So that's right now. So he says, I want to pay and not take a shvua. I'm going to read that. I want to read it inside again one more time. Nia again, svarua k'Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, every time there's a svarua in the Gemara, it's always a suggestion that's always rejected. There is one exception. Anyone know where the one exception is? Beginning of Baba Basra, the beginning Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, Svaru about Hezek Ria, you know Hezek Ria. It says Svaru there. Tosafot points out this is one of the only, if not maybe two exceptions, that Svaru is actually kept to the Maskana. But almost always, Svaru is going to be a suggestion that's going to be rejected. So Svaru, the initial suggestion is Kireb Yehuda. Again, the Omer Socher is Kenose Sachar Dami. And the Katani, from the fact that it's written, Vamar Harein Mishalim, he said, I want to pay the $1,000, Veno Nishba, I don't want to swear. That line implies, Michlal di bai patele nafshe b'shvua. Sounds like he could have gotten off the hook from a shvua. But we have to understand this. If he's a shomer sachar, shvua wouldn't help him. If it was stolen, he swore, I swore it was stolen. It doesn't help you. A shomer sachar has to pay for the gneva. So what's going on here? Hei chidami, kigon de katan tainus listim mizuyin. It must be a case where he says it was armed robbers who came. I was onus. The katani, and then it says vacharkach nimsa haganav. They found the ganav, not a gazlan. They found the ganav. The misham tashlum kefil lesocher. So shma mina listim mizuyin ganavu. So from all this, it's kind of convoluted a bit, but we see that he was only a ganav pays kefil. A gazlan doesn't pay kefil. So we're classifying a listim mizuyin as a ganav, like Rav Yosef says. And he's being paid back because
he never had anything short of him, no?
He could have paid off. He could have paid.
This whole swar of, I want to make a shvua, there never really was a shvua, no?
He would have been a shvua because he could have said onus. You're right. If it's a shomer sachar, and if it was a regular case of geneva, you can't take a shvua. You have to pay either way.
But it's a shomer sachar with an onus.
So, exactly. So since it's an onus, I can make a shvua and be pater. So now if I'm pater and they find the guy, I get paid double. I get paid double. Must be listed mizuyin are considered ganavim, not gazlanim, because gazlanim don't pay kefil, only ganavim pay. So it must be that listed mizuyin case and it's ganeva, that's a support, that's a siwa for Rav Yosef, that listed mizuyin again is ganav. So Gemara says, Amri, misvaras ki Rav Yehuda, who holds like Rav Yehuda, who says that's the way it has to be? Damar socher kinose sachar dami. Dilma k'Rabbi Meir svirle damar socher k'shomer chinam dami, where a shomer chinam is pater in the case of geneva. That's what the Gemara says. Is that the final answer before I get to Ibai Sema? I think that itself is a good answer. I think we're going to give additional answers now. Right? Okay. That's the first suggestion.
How do you plug that in?
The way it plugged in as follows: that the shomer chinam I rented from you.
Right.
But I'm considered a shomer chinam, so it got stolen. So I took a shua that was stolen from me. I'm pater as a shomer chinam, and I didn't take a shua. I could have taken a shua, but I didn't. Right. I paid you instead. That's the decision. I get paid double.
Okay.
That's a regular case of geneva where everybody agrees. It doesn't get into the machlokas of listim mizuyin at all. Alternatively, Ibai Seima, the Gemara suggests kidemachlif rabba bar avua. The Tani, he understood socher keta mishan. How does a socher pay? Rabbi Meir Omer kishomer sachar, Rabbi Hud Omer kishomer chinam. We're switching around who says what. Now, how does this help us?
It's going to be Hud. It's the same answer, essentially.
Just, but I guess it is the same answer, but why are we favoring Rabbi Huda? Why is that the approach we want to take? Yeah, I know, that's what I'm thinking about. Maybe that's why.
So if you look at Tosus Sabrua, mm-hmm. the reason we initially anticipated Rabbi Yehuda is because we passed him like Stam Mishnah, so we assume that's Rabbi Yehuda's going on.
Okay, fine. So that's why we're looking to find Rabbi Yehuda. So initially we suggested Rabbi Yehuda, but we rejected it because of the Svara, so it must be like Rabbi Meir. But no, switch it around, and we can still work within Rabbi Yehuda and learn it like a Shobar Chinim. That's what's going on here. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira Amar, Hacha B'maya Skinan, what's the case here? B'toein Tainus Listen Mezuin, V'nimsa Listen Shena Mezuin. Interesting case. It turns out that they were not armed robbers. Let's now figure this out. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says the last few narrow lines here, Rabbi Zeir Amar Liolam Kishomer Sachar Dami. Really, we hold like the initial Rabbi Yehuda, that a Socher is like a Shomer Sachar. And the Shomer Sachar is Chayiv and Gneva and Gzela. Vafilu Hachi, Lo Tisiyah, this cannot be a proof for of Yosef. Dehai Dekatani Kefa Blistim, Shenem Mezuyim Kamar. They were not armed. Let's plug this in. Utakatani, Reisha Eno Nishba, that he didn't take a Shua, Mechlal Di Bai Patan Afshe, he could have taken himself off, could have exempted himself. But Mayaskinam, B'tawain Tainus listed in Mizuyin. So what happened is, the Shomer Sachar claimed Mizuyin, so that's Onus, he's Pater. Hilkach Ibar Yiftah, he could exempt himself. But it turns out he decided to pay anyways. He paid for the list of Mizuyin. So now, he, K'shenim Taganav, Nim Shesheina Mizuyin, turned out that they weren't Chayiv Gneva, they were not Mizuyin, which case that they're regular Ganavim, Ubar Kefahu. Implying if they were Mizuyin, maybe he wouldn't collect the Kefah because they wouldn't be considered Ganavim. You just can't bring a proof from there. We don't know what would be with Mizuyin or not.
That'd be against Rabbi
Yosef. And it wouldn't be a proof for him. We don't know. It's not talking about Mizuyin, to know what they assume is about Mizuyin. It's talking about in a Mizuyin, and therefore no bearing on the classification of Mizuyin.
It's interesting in that case that he gets the Kefah. In that case, where they really weren't Mizuyin, so he should have been Chayiv in the first place, right? And nevertheless, we're rewarding him by letting him keep the Kefah
because he paid.
Right.
He's
now.
Right. But still, it was a B'talos. It was B'talos. It's Mekach Talos, it should be.
So who do we ask him? Rafa, who is that? Abai or
I'm not sure. You have to look at the Amish part here. Nimuka Imal.
The Machlok is the
Yeah, we always say by Rav Yosef Nimuko Imel. That the Gemara Babakama. That's where Nimuka Yosef comes from. We always pass like him.
It looks like Abai has the offensive here, no?
Yeah, I can't.